Reading passage. The Acropolis Hill, the so-called Sacred Rock of Athens, is the most important site of the city. During Pericles' Golden Age, ancient Greek civilization was represented in an ideal way on the hill. Some of the greatest architectural masterpieces of the period were erected on its ground. The first habitation remains on the Acropolis date from the Neolithic period. Over the centuries, the rocky hill was continuously used either as a place of cult worship or as a residential area or both. The inscriptions on the numerous precious offerings to the sanctuary of Athena, which include marble cori, bronze and clay statuettes, and vases, indicate that the cult of the city's patron goddess was established as early as the Archaic period, 650 to 480 BC. During the Classical period, 450 to 330 BC, three important temples were erected on the ruins of earlier ones, the Parthenon, the Erechtheum, and the Temple of Nike, dedicated to Athena Parthenos, Athena Polias, and Athena Apteros Nike, respectively. The Propylaea, the monumental entrance to the sacred area, was also constructed in the same period. The monuments on the Acropolis reflect the successive phases of the city's history. Some of them were converted into Christian churches, others into houses of the Franks, and later on, of the Turks. After the liberation of Athens from the Turks, the protection, restoration, and conservation of the monuments was one of the first tasks of the newly founded Greek state. This major effort is still in progress today, along with the large-scale restoration and supporting of the monuments, which started in the 1970s. The first excavations on the hill were conducted between 1835 and 1837. More systematic work was carried out in 1885 to 1890 by Panagiotis Kavadias. The Parthenon is the most important and most characteristic monument of ancient Greek civilization and still remains its international symbol. It was built between 447 and 438 BC, and its sculptural decoration was completed in 432 BC. The construction of the monument was initiated by Pericles. The supervisor of the whole work was Phidias, the famous Athenian sculptor, and Ictinos and Kallikrates were its architects. The temple is in the Doric style and is built almost exclusively of Pentelic marble.